Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. We've seen a lot of examples recently of high-profile people behaving badly. There's a tendency to write these people off, which is understandable. But some of the people whose bad behavior has been exposed also did some really good things. Does all that good need to be written off as well? Is it not good anymore because we know the person did some bad things too? We certainly want to be alert to inappropriate, offensive, and criminal behavior, and we don't want to condone it. And those who've committed criminal acts have a debt to pay to society. But is totally writing off people who behave badly the right response? Is dismissing the good they may also have done legitimate? Is it a helpful or healing response? There's lots of good behavior in the Bible, and there's lots of bad behavior too. So it's no surprise that the Bible has something to say about those who have done bad things and about how we might deal with them. There's lots of healing in the Bible as well. So it's also no surprise that the Bible outlines some healing responses to bad behavior. We'll look at some of them on Morning Prayer this week to see how they can help us with what we face today. May we find this biblical precept to be a good guide. Lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. But let it rather be healed. Amen.